It was the 28th of February 1983 that U2 released their third studio album, War. The album was regarded as U2's first overtly political album, in part because of the songs Sunday Bloody Sunday and New Year's Day. Here's Bono.
When we wrote Sunday Bloody Sunday, I just tried as a lyricist, and it's not much of a lyric really, but it has one original thought, which is that it contrasts Easter Sunday, which was called the Rising Man in revolt against Britain. And it contrasts Sunday, Bloody Sunday, which was a massacre that happened in Derry in the early 70s, where British paratroopers opened fire on a peaceful protest. It contrasts these events with the resurrection.
It was on this day back in 1986 that George Michael announced that Wham would officially split up. Wham became one of the most successful pop acts of the 1980s, selling more than 30 million records worldwide from 1982 to 1986. Here's Andrew Ridgeley talking about the split.
It was a decision informed by the fact that Wham, being a representation of our youth and our friendship as young men and all about the exuberance, vitality of being young, was never going to last into adulthood proper. So that it had a finite lifespan.
Alanis Morissette won the Album of the Year for Jagged Little Pill, Best Female Rock Vocal and Best Song for You All to Know at the Grammys back on this day in 1996. And having a birthday today, Cindy Wilson, singer and founding member with American New Wave rock band The B-52s, who had the 1990 UK number 2 and US number 3 single, Love Shack. She turned 63.
I love the band. We were on the road constantly. And it had multi-singles. And we went all over the place. And everybody got a little burnt out. And it was, yeah.
Today, music for the 28th of Feb, Mix 104.9.